affected, and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Cameron with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, LNP candidate Bree James is facing backlash after joking about her German heritage following the defacement of a campaign banner with a Hitler mustache. Party leader David Crisafulli criticised the post, calling it disappointing and wrong, stating, "Is this acceptable? It's not funny." The Anti-Defamation Commission also condemned the joke, claiming it trivializes the atrocities of the Holocaust. James later apologized, saying, "It was offensive. It was not funny. I am deeply sorry to anyone I have offended." In local news, drivers in Brisbane are feeling the toll road pinch as costs rise amid a broader cost of living crisis. Transurban, which operates all six of Brisbane's toll roads, has seen significant increases tied to inflation. Residents in the outer suburbs like Ipswich and Logan spend a substantial portion of their income on tolls, up to 12% for trips to the airport. The financial burden is exacerbated by hefty administration fees for unpaid tolls. A class action lawsuit claims these fees are unlawful, highlighting the challenges faced by motorists. In national news, people are flocking to Australia for its vibrant way of life, but many find themselves turning to farm work to extend their stay. While some enjoy the experience, others admit they wouldn't have chosen such a tough job without incentive of visa extensions. Quote, "I don't know how many of those jobs I would choose if I wasn't forced," end quote, said one worker. The federal government's view of the regional migration policies have sparked concern, especially for industries like agriculture and tourism.
Australia's fertility rate has hit a record low 1.5 babies born per person in 2023. This is well below the replacement rate of 2.1 required to maintain population levels without immigration. This trend is part of the broader global decline, with fertility rates dropping in most countries. Experts note this could lead to a significant demographic shift, particularly in high-income nations like Australia, where aging populations pose economic challenges. Solutions may include immigration, though this requires careful planning and public discourse on sustainable population growth. In international news, Donald Trump has visited McDonald's in Pennsylvania as part of his US presidential campaign, where he served fries and spoke with voters through a drive-thru window. "It requires great expertise, actually, to do it right and do it fast," Trump said during his appearance. "I do appreciate a little more. You say, give me French fries? I'll never forget this experience." Trump visits come after his claim that Kamala Harris has never had a working-class job. Ms. Harris responded by saying she had worked at McDonald's in the past, and this display by Trump makes fun of people with working-class jobs just trying to survive. For your weather today, Brisbane it's mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.